Europe's MICA grace period ends July 1st, most firms still unlicensed. Europe's transition window for crypto firms closes on July 1st, 2026, and most of the market is not ready for it. Decrypt reported on June 18th that only around 200 companies hold full authorization under the Markets in Crypto Assets Regulation, a small fraction of the providers that operated across the block before the rules took hold. Once the grace period ends, firms serving EU users will need a MICA license, or they lose the legal basis to keep operating under the older national regimes they have relied on. The European Securities and Markets Authority oversees the framework, but licenses are issued at the member state level, and not every country had granted its first authorization by mid-2026. The math behind the squeeze. The gap between roughly 200 licensed firms and the size of the pre-MICA market is the whole story. MICA was designed to replace a patchwork of national registrations with one passportable license, so a firm authorized in one member state can serve the entire EU. The catch is the cost of getting there. Applications run to hundreds of pages covering governance, anti-money laundering controls, capital and operational resilience, and regulators have moved at different speeds. That combination favors size. Large exchanges and established issuers can absorb the compliance bill and the legal overhead. Smaller teams, newer entrants, and firms with thin EU revenue face a harder calculation. Spend heavily to stay or pull back. Some liquidity is already moving to jurisdictions outside the bloc, which accelerates the concentration MICA's drafters did not necessarily intend. Binance is the headline test case. The clearest sign of how strict the cutoff is comes from the biggest name in the industry. Binance, the world's largest exchange by volume, is expected to be denied an EU license, with Greece's market regulator set to reject its application ahead of the deadline. Spendnode covered the reported rejection of Binance's MICA bid earlier this month. If a firm of that scale can be turned away, smaller applicants have little reason to assume their paperwork buys them a pass. The message from European regulators is that the license is a real bar, not a formality. Greece and Malta are both named in the reporting, with Malta's authority separately examining how decentralized finance might fit the framework and whether decentralization sits on a spectrum rather than as a yes or no test. The deadline's effect on EU card users. For anyone spending crypto through a card in Europe, the relevant question is which providers stay licensed. Card programs depend on a chain of authorized parties, an issuer, often an e-money institution, plus the exchange or wallet behind the funding. When any link in that chain loses its standing to operate in the EU, the card can stop working in those markets. That is not hypothetical. Ready recently cut off its USDC card outside the EEA after an issuer change, a reminder that the plumbing behind a card can shift faster than the marketing. As MICA's deadline forces firms to consolidate or exit, EU residents may see fewer stablecoin spending options from smaller names and more concentration around the handful of providers that cleared the bar. The flip side is that a licensed provider carries a clearer regulatory standing than one operating on a soon-to-expire national registration. Check whether a card's underlying issuer is MICA authorized before committing to it, especially for cards aimed at European spenders. Country availability can change at the deadline. Spendnode tracks vendor coverage across markets like Germany and the wider EU, and that picture will likely look different in July than it does today. The market backdrop, the deadline lands during a weak stretch for crypto prices. As of June 18, 2026, Bitcoin traded around $62,750.7, down 2.5% on the day, with Ether near $1,692, down 2.7%, and the broader market lower across BNB, XRP, and Solana. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 19 in extreme fear territory. None of that is caused by MICA, but a tighter regulatory environment arriving into a risk-off tape gives smaller firms less room to fund an expensive license push.